This is SB Nation Radio, coming to you live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios.
I am the God of Hellfire, and I bring you
Patrick Creighton.
All right, joining us on the hotline right now, he is the editor of VU Hoops, covering Villanova basketball for SB Nation. He's Eugene Rappe. What's up, Eugene? Happy Easter.
Hey, Patrick. How's it going? Happy Easter to you, too.
Well, it's going okay for me. Maybe not quite as good as it is for the Wildcats, but it's going pretty well. And Wildcats will be playing for their second title in 3 years tomorrow night. You look at the way that their tournament has gone so far, and, you know, listen, nobody expected Radford to put up anything against Nova, but they beat down Bama, and then they handled West Virginia, and they beat up Texas Tech, and they just put a spanking on Kansas. Is there any reason to believe that Michigan will not be next in line getting the paddle?
It's crazy, especially with that Kansas game. I don't think anyone out there expected, well, while you may have predicted Villanova to win, I don't think in that fashion. With Michigan, though, their defense is definitely something that Nova has to worry about. They're very good at taking away the three-point line, which is obviously what Villanova loves to do. And aside from all that, J-Rod has actually said before on record that John Beilein is probably the toughest coach he's ever faced. So keep an eye out for that.
All right, well, they're going to face Michigan. And, you know, they got a big guy in Wagner. How does Nova contend with the, you know, having a big like that on the floor?
I think with Wagner, you look at what he can do. He's a big man. He can back someone down. He can post up, but then he can also stretch it out. He's very athletic. He was the X factor at Loyola Chicago. I think Villanova's going to have to fight fire with fire. They have some versatile guys, too, with Pascal and Spellman, two guys that are big men. They can also do similar things to Wagner, whether it's bang inside, rebound, or also knock down some threes.
You know, Michigan's going to try to run the Cats off the line, you know, of the three-point line. But, Villanova has some excellent shooters. They're very well-disciplined. I'm a big fan of Coach Wright. I think he's one of the best coaches in college basketball, if not the best coach in college basketball. Is it possible for Michigan to successfully run Nova off the line, or is Nova too well-disciplined? They're just going to keep moving that ball around until they hit that open guy.
I think it is possible. I think even though it wasn't for very long, we saw flashes of it in the Kansas game when Kansas called timeout and then they switched to zone and then all of a sudden Villanova wasn't hitting anything. Fortunately for the Wildcats, they already had that big lead to start off the game. And then we saw Kansas creep back in and then made it a 12-point game. But by then, the opening start was already too much. Villanova has seemed vulnerable before. There was a time where they weren't hitting their threes against St. John's early in the season and then at Providence. So it's not like they're going to shoot 40-50% from long range every night. But it's definitely going to take a tough effort from the Wolverines.
Now, you cover the team. You see them on a regular basis. What is it about this team that it really is they are cohesive in every facet of the game, from the way they move the ball to moving without the ball, the way they play defense, just everything about this team, it seems like everybody's fully bought in. And, you know, I mean, they're out there taking charges. It seems like they're always in the right spot.
Yeah, I think a great job by Coach Wright in making everyone buy into this culture where it's all about the team and it's not you first. If it is about the individual, well, then unfortunately you'll be sitting on the pine. And you see with the way that players get excited for charges that they're taking, whether they're hustling for a loose ball, diving for it, they get just as excited for that as they do for a big dunk or a timely three-pointer that can change the game. And it's just this culture that seems to have taken over Villanova basketball's program that is really the backbone of this recent success.
All right, so Nova's won by 26, 23, 12, 12, 16. The line on this game is 6.5. Is it another double-digit win?
I don't think so. Not this time around. I just can't see Michigan's defense just allowing anywhere near a repeat performance of what Villanova did against Kansas. The Wolverines are so tough, especially on that end of the court. And the Wolverines, they've done a great job defensively holding teams to not that much scoring ever since February. They've been on a tear. They're pretty hot. I think that this game is going to be a little bit closer than most people expect it to be.
Do you expect Michigan to kind of muck this game up and make it ugly, especially in the first half?
Oh, yeah. It's definitely going to be ugly. It's probably going to be similar to Villanova against Alabama in that first half. And then we saw Villanova against Alabama. They exploded in the second half. They started hitting all the shots and became a blowout. I think if Michigan can maybe, you know, slow them down the first half, but if they can extend it to all 40 minutes, then we're going to have an ugly game that's not going to look as pretty, but it's the way that the Wolverines will be able to stay in it.
Can Nova win a game that's ugly and rock-throwing like that?
I think they have. They've shown it against Texas Tech. Even though that was a double-digit game, I thought the final score wasn't really indicative of the nature of that game. We saw Villanova not be able to hit their shots in the second half, ice cold. And it was pretty much their defense and all other aspects of the game that had to carry the weight because their shots were just not dropping in the second half of that Elite Eight game.
All right, but in the end, you expect Nova to win?
Yes, I think this will be their second national title in 3 years and another one for Jay Wright and the Cats.
All right, Eugene Rapay, he is the editor of VU Hoops, covers Villanova for SB Nation. You can follow him on Twitter at ERapay5. That's ERapay5. Eugene, appreciate your time today, buddy. Happy Easter to you and the family.
Thank you, and thank you again for having me on.
All right, Eugene Rapay. He is the editor of VU Hoops, covering Villanova basketball for SB Nation. And, you know, I wanted to wait until we had, you know, we had everybody on.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I think Nova wins by double digits. I told you I thought they'd beat Kansas by double digits.
Yeah.
I think they're going to beat Michigan by double digits.
Yeah, what stuck out to me last night was the way that they got out to that quick start against KU. I mean, KU had that 2-0 lead, and then you look up and it's 22-4, and you're thinking this thing is it's over. But Jalen Brunson is fantastic. But think about this: look at how good they played last night. They didn't get to the free throw line till halfway through the second half because they were hitting all their shots from beyond the arc.
And that's one of the things that's scary about the Nova team is they get, at some point in every game, they just catch fire from behind the arc, and the next thing you know, it's a 15-0 run.
Well, they recruit well, and Jay Wright knows how to play that kind of ball.